لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we discussed the hadith wherein Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had explained the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about conditions and calamities over a person. And the whole objective, or one of the objectives, is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم speaks of that place which Allah has reserved for a person in Jannah. And a person's ibadah cannot elevate one to that lofty position. Hence Allah brings certain conditions over that person, tests a person in his health, his wealth, his children, so that ultimately he may reach that lofty position that Allah has reserved for him. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah also gives a similar wisdom behind calamities and problems that we experience. He says, لَوْلَا الْمَصَائِبْ لَوَرَدْنَا الْقِيَامَةَ مَفَالِيسِ. He says, had it not been for the difficulties, the problems, the challenges, in whichever way and whichever form that we face them, had it not been for these challenges and problems, we would have stood before Allah on the day of Qiyamah in a state of bankruptcy, with nothing to present before Allah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, لِكُلِّ فَرْحَةٍ تَرْحَةٍ. Every moment of joy is followed with a moment of sadness. In other words, happiness will never last forever, nor will sadness last forever. So he says, every moment of happiness is eventually followed by a moment of sadness. وَمَا مُلِئَ بَيْتٌ فَرْحًا إِلَّا مُلِئَ تَرْحًا. That home which enjoys moments of happiness will inevitably experience moments of sadness. It's inevitable. So these are challenges, difficulties, problems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. These are the visitations, the days of Allah. Allah alternates them. It's not always going to be prosperity, there's also going to be adversity. But keep in mind the wisdom that we discussed. The wisdom and the reward and the virtue and the benefits of these masaib, of these difficulties that we undergo. May Allah grant us understanding.